are the planning board members.
There we go. Okay.
Tim and Kelly and Dave Marzoff. And from the Tug Hill Commission, Matt Johnson. Johnson?
Correct.
Slow.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Matt. So we've all had a chance to go over the comprehensive plan. We were all here for the meetings that were held. And there are no real significant changes to our comprehensive plan. So is there any public input, questions from anyone who's attending?
I have.
Stand up, Mr. Gladel. This is Albert Gladel. He's a resident.
All right. The way I'm thinking is, the way you guys are creating a wall, you're going to tell everybody what they can have, what can't have in their yard. It's like, that's the way that looks to me.
Did you review our former comprehensive plan?
I never got one.
Or our new one?
Never got one.
They were available.
You can't come to this office right here because it's been closed.
The office has not been closed, but we have limited hours, but we've always had limited hours. We've had a comprehensive plan for how many years, Tim?
I think it was initiated in 2000, and it was revisited in 2010, 2013, and again this past year in 2020.
So we haven't made any changes to what you can have in your yard. Mostly we've done work on our maps, our industry, which we have limited. We've updated a lot of those types of things to bring it current. We haven't significantly changed anything. Now, next month, we're going to have a hearing on the zoning change, and our zoning change is only, we're going from 5 members to 3 members. And that's the only change we're making to our zoning, but we have to have a public hearing for that too. So we'll be doing that next month, but we're not changing.
All right, well, I was told there's somebody from the town told me that they're going to come in here and tell me I can't play with lawnmowers no more. I can't play with the stuff I played with for 30 years and stuff, right? It's like they told me I have to clean everything up and get rid of everything. Can't do anything anymore. That's what I was told. And I don't see that happening.
And who told you this?
Somebody from the town.
That isn't fine. You guys know who told you this.
Somebody from the town board? Or somebody who attended the meetings with the planning board?
Somebody that attended the meeting or that's part of the town board.
Well,
I met him at the tire shop and he was talking to me one day.
Okay. We're not making any of those changes. No one's going to knock on your door and tell you to throw your lawnmower away. That's not going to happen.
If it works, I might just take it.
Well, I want to suggest just taking it because...
John, you're on film. Just saying. But
no, I'm just thinking that's got out of my mind and stuff, and that's why I'm here, because that's like a spectrum. They went through and they said the town gave them permission to go on everybody's land and put the junk up. Right? And then I caught a guy from Spectrum in my yard the other day. Or by my telephone pole, by my house. I don't have Spectrum. I don't want the stupid stuff.
You need to call the law if they're on your property and you don't want them there.
All right, because I know that somebody from the town told them they had permission to go on the land.
No one from the town told them any such thing.
Well, that's not what they said. They told me that town gave permission to go on there right away.
So the next time you have a problem, call the law and we'll straighten it out with them. No one has given permission to any industry, any corporation, any business to to go on private property.
Right, then they turn around and said that National Grid said they can go on National Grid said they can use their right of way, and I call National Grid up, right? And I ended up talking with two of the Supreme Court judges and stuff, and they can't do that. It's like invading privacy, and it's also trespassing.
So this part of our meeting is specifically about the comprehensive plan, Mr. Blatel.
All right.
Do you have any more to question or contribute?
Well, my question was, and that's why I asked, is I was told that you're going to maybe be a red light, you can't work on anything. It's like, I was working on a truck today, right? And every time I work on this white truck, it's in my yard, it's on the road, right? And I put it back together because it's been cold and storage. So I put it back there today, right? I had two people stop, right? And one of the vehicles I've seen parked here and here before. It's a little silver SUV thing.
I have no idea. Is there any more anyone would like to say about the comprehensive plan?
We have extra copies of the bidding laws. We can say that.
I can make sure that you get an extra copy, a final copy.
Tim Kelly had a comment that he typed in via chat. He said, this is a zoning issue. I guess he's referring to...
I know. It's not the comprehensive plan.
Not the comprehensive plan?
Yes.
I just wanted to note that was a comment that was made. I think I've got... No, Tim's mic should be live if you wanted to talk.
Do you have anything to contribute, Tim?
No. If Mr. Gladel has any particular situation that he wants to discuss, I'll be more than glad to talk with him, or he can talk to our zoning code officer as well. But what he's referring to is nothing to do with this hearing or the comprehensive plan at this particular time. He'd have to address that issue at a later time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, then if there's no further comment, I would like a motion to close the comprehensive plan public hearing.
So,
a second.
One second.
So, Dick and Bruce, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Okay, so moving on. I'm now opening the February 15th meeting. Town of Amboy Board.
I move without because there's no objection to dispense with reading of the minutes.
Well, jump right in, Dick. Is there a second?
Oh, yeah. One second.
So they're tag teaming.
You're tag teaming.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, then we'll dispense with the reading of the minutes. I'd like to welcome back Holly, and we're all glad you're well again. Thank you very much for getting here tonight. Mm-hmm. And while she was sick, she was still doing town work and got us the contract countersigned by the town board from Williamstown about the dog kennel. So that's all taken care of. So thank you for doing that. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
So we'll start with the fire department. And just so everybody knows, and you can certainly tell Pam and Terry, the check was mailed today for the 2021 contract. Okay?
Yeah.
And we decided to mail it instead of chasing people and all that.
Good way to go.
Okay. And what's going on with fire department, Mr. Brader?
They don't have much going on. They're getting their gas now from Circle K in Williamstown. They're still working under the county COVID guidelines. And they're basically just in limbo like everybody else.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. A legislator is not here. And again, I would tell people that there is a lot of information on the Oswego County website about COVID. There will be a public hearing or public discussion in Pulaski on the 18th about police reform that they have to do. This will be either their second or third meeting about police reform in Pulaski. And the public is invited to offer them opinions and options. So, okay. But that their website is fantastic. Anything you need to know about COVID and the response to it and testing and vaccinations, it's all there. Mr. Perkins is at our meeting tonight. So how's the highway?
Good. We got a new truck.
Yay, we got the new truck.
So far, so good.
It's pretty too. Has anybody seen it?
Yeah.
It's blue. It's very pretty.
We got the rest of our salt last week.
Okay.
So that's all. I did buy a radio for the new truck. I found one for radio antenna was like $221. Jerry put it in, got it all programmed and everything in, and it worked so good. I went and got another one for $13. And David can be down in Panther Lake, and the Terry can be up on Garcia Road, and they both talk like they're sitting right next to each other.
Oh, fantastic.
I would like to try getting some for a few more of the trucks. I don't know if the radios we have now is something that we could, put on auction. I don't know if they sell or not. I don't know. But that's where we stand as far as that. But no, the two that we have now are working real well.
So I would add that a few years ago, and some of you will remember that we talked about getting radios and going to the county and going through different, and we couldn't find anything that would work in our area for under $650. And Bruce had actually looked into some of them, and the pricing was ridiculous. So if he's got one that works in our area, I would suggest
20 years out of the area.
What did the second one cost you, Jen? About the same?
But it was think the second one was a little cheaper because I got that. I got set up with an account through them, mm-hmm. and they give a municipality. Or the first one I just got with a credit card and then turned it in, and that way because we didn't have credit through them. So I think it was a little cheaper, maybe like $15, $20 cheaper, maybe.
What company is it?
But it's through Hams. It's Kenwood. It's a Kenwood radio.
We have some old Kenwoods that I was down there. Yeah.
It's from Ham Radio Outlet.
I should get one for old time.
Well, that's what I was telling Kathy today. I'd like to at least get maybe one for 05 and 17 in my truck.
And
those are the main.
And I said when we were talking about it that I would be very happy to have one in the loader.
Yeah,
because the guy who's in the loader is usually down there alone for extended period of time. So.
Yeah, he's only looking at
it. When he come and put the one in, I think he come and put one in for the 17. It was close to a grand.
Yeah.
By the time you get the radio, have him come and do all that everything.
Well, if we could get three more.
And both his pickup and the one time.
Oh, the one time.
And the 05 and the lower. So if you're going to do three, you might just go do all four and be done with it.
They get it on and on now.
So we're talking less than $1,000 for four more.
That's a good deal.
Great.
That's a good deal.
Go ahead.
I make a motion to buy the four radios.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
You go ahead and order four more?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're ordering four, it'll be four 05, your pickup, the one ton,
and the load.
And the load.
And those, like you said, those are the main.
The loader one, could be, I don't know if you can do it, but you could, it could be mobile because if you only need it in the loader for a few months when it's in the pit.
Well, it don't matter. They install them themselves, so they can be.
Well, that's what we said.
Vehicle can, for vehicle.
So I mean, they have the outside like antennas like you put on a building. They have them for like $289, which right now I don't think we need. But we got prices before, and them things were over $2,000.
Yeah. So see if you can't negotiate a deal because we're buying four more. And why don't you get a product list or product sheet from him on what they have?
I got a magazine. I should have brought it. Because they send me a magazine with each deal.
That sounds like you found the right place. The steering problem on 05 got fixed within a couple of days.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to say that too with that out there to Big Red towing there. He put other trucks on hold just to get that in and get that fixed. He had that fixed. We took it over about, I'm going to dare say it was like 2-3 o'clock. I can't remember what day it was, but the following day at 11 o'clock, he called me and said the truck was ready to be picked up. So, I mean, he really did, you know, as far as getting it, he goes, well, I know you guys need it, stuff like that. So, I'm pretty happy with their service over there so far.
So, now we need to make a decision on the Mac. We put that off because we didn't have the new truck, and now that we actually did have it set up to work before the new truck got here because 5 went down. But now would be the perfect time to put it up on Auctions International.
You're going to keep the plow and wing, right?
Yeah, I want to keep that. Yeah, that's what I was going to.
Yeah, I was.
I'd like to put that on the mash cash.
What about the tires?
That's all the switch.
Okay. Yep. So I think might be the time. We don't have to accept bid, and John can have it written up that way, that if the bid's not a reasonable bid, then we don't have to accept it.
We accept the reject out.
Yeah. So does someone want to make a motion to put the Mac up for sale?
I'll make that.
With Auctions International?
I'll make that motion.
Can I have a second? Everybody in favor? All in favor?
Aye.
All right, then if you would contact Auctions International and tell them we got one more to love, I would appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get the checks from them for the...
Yeah, I give them to Nancy.
Okay.
Something else is going to mention it to you. We don't have to. It's just for the 17, we don't use it no more. But that sander that I put on the back of my pickup, we don't use that really anymore. I don't know if that's something you guys would want to put off or just hold on to it. I mean, it's out in the back room. It's not in the way. I just, you know.
The one that was on 14?
No, the one that was on that one we bought, it's a Western. It's that one that was in the research.
Yeah.
I mean, that's totally up to you guys. I mean, either way.
Well, we're not using it. There's really no sense in just hanging out.
Right. But it's in excellent shape. I mean, that, you know.
It's almost the same thing with the truck.
Yeah.
And like I said, that's something you can, you don't have to, you know, accept it either. You know, if it don't bring on you guys.
So, somebody make a motion to put the research sander up.
1 second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're selling the sander.
How many pounds is it, Jerry? How many pounds tall is it, Jerry?
Like 300 pounds. You know, like 4 or 5 of them little 40-pound bags.
Yeah, I got 50-pound bags in back right now.
Okay.
The only thing is you can only have salt.
Well, I know somebody who's looking for one, that's why I'm asking, so.
Okay. So, let's see. Mr. Kelly?
Mr.
The historian
Kelly,
report?
Yes, Mr. Kelly is currently, he's back.
I'm here. I don't know if you need my video or.
Anything for you to the historian?
First, the historian report, not much going on. It's been kind of quiet. We have, I know the Oswego County historians tried to have a Zoom meeting Saturday morning, but it wasn't successful. They didn't quite get all the invitations out to everybody, and they've got to learn a little bit more about it before they start a meeting, I guess. That's all that with the planning board. You know, we're just waiting on what's going on, making sure this passes so we can make that legal. And I'm not quite sure. Matt had sent a resolution for you to use this evening. Did you get that by any means? Kathy?
I don't think I did.
Well, it was kind of at the last minute that I sent it to you, my fault. But anyway, if you check your email and you can print that off and use that, Matt sent that on to us. And thank you, Matt, for doing that for us.
Yes, absolutely. That was my fault for being so late on that. But it's a resolution that you can use. You can just read that, and that would read that into the minutes tonight. And that would be the way you would adopt the comprehensive plan.
Okay, I can do that right now.
All right.
Okay. No, I can't. I can't see. You didn't send the print big enough, Matt. Okay, town board. Okay. Ambush resolution. I believe this is resolution 2. I think we already did one this year. Whereas the Amboy Town Board changed the Amboy Planning Board with development of comprehensive plan to be known as the Town of Amboy Comprehensive Plan, and the Amboy Planning Board developed such plan, held a public hearing on such plan, and recommended such plan to the town board. Whereas the Amboy Town Board submitted a comprehensive plan to the Oswego County Planning Board for review under General Municipal Law Section 239M, the Oswego County Planning Board approved the comprehensive plan. Whereas the Amboy Town Board held a public hearing on the comprehensive plan February 15th to 2021. Whereas the Amboy Town Board established itself as lead agency under the State Environmental Quality Review Act, SEQR, and declared that the comprehensive plan will not have a significant negative effect on the environment. Therefore, be it resolved that pursuant to Town Law Section 272-A, the Amboy Town Board hereby adopts the Town of Amboy Comprehensive Plan. If someone would make a motion to accept that resolution.
So moved.
And the second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, the planning board. You guys worked really hard on this for a very long time. We all appreciate that effort.
Our pleasure.
I'll print this out.
And Kathy?
Is there anything else we need to do?
You still there?
That's it.
Yeah. You still there? Yeah. Okay. I just want to say we plan on having our planning board the end of the month meeting, and it's going to be on Zoom. Things have really changed an awful lot, and being able to participate, you know, it's fine with you with the numbers you have there, and we feel very comfortable doing it by Zoom. Paul is going to set that up for us, and we plan on start working on the some type of a, what do I want to say? The zone, or excuse me, the, I'm having a hard time tonight, but anyway, wind and solar power, and we will be discussing what Parrish has initiated, and also I believe the town of Constantia, and pretty much go by theirs in order to produce it to the town board for acceptance. That's okay with you.
Oh, regarding the alternate power?
Yeah.
Wind and solar?
Yes.
Excellent.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Are you putting that in the paper with your schedule? I know we already put your schedule of meetings in, but are we putting that in the paper?
No, we're still in the preliminary stages and getting that ready for you. So, I mean, anybody would like to come and join us on Zoom, you know. But we're not having a hearing.
Planning board meeting Zoom going forward.
We're going
on a case by case basis.
Matt,
on a month by month basis.
Oh, okay. I'm having
It's just going to be month by month, Tim.
Pardon me?
It's just going to be month by month, whether you're Zooming or not.
Yeah. Well, we will continue with the planning board meetings. No problem. But we will. We're going to look at this and see what the Parrish and Constantia.
Paul will be coming.
Pardon me?
Paul will be putting up the meeting on our website.
Yes.
Our webpage.
Yes, he will. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. All right. Everybody agrees. Okay. Thank you very much. While we're on the matter of the planning board, Dave Marzloff's term ended on December 31st, 2020. He does not wish to be reappointed to that position. However, I spoke with him today and I asked him if he would consider serving until the end of May of 2021, because we're in the middle of the comprehensive plan and we still have the zoning meeting coming up. And he agreed. So I believe we can do that, right, Paul, and extend his.
What I would recommend you do is reappoint him to a full 5-year term, and he can quit anytime he wants.
Okay. Dave, are you good with that?
But what the law calls is for you to appoint a term that's equal to the number of members of the board.
Okay.
So you're really not supposed to appoint to fractional terms. But if he quits, somebody else gets appointed to the balance of his term. So,
and by that point,
in a practical sense, it winds up being the same thing.
Okay. Dave, would you be okay with that?
Yeah, we can go ahead with doing it that way, I guess, with the understanding that probably in May, I would probably resign.
He was saying that he would accept it with the understanding that he would probably be resigning in the near future.
Okay.
I think I've got one turned up all the way, but let me check.
All right, so if someone would make a motion to appoint Mr. Marzloff to the planning board for a 5-year term, which would end December 31st, 2025.
25, yes.
Larry made the motion.
I'll second it.
Seconds, all in favor?
Bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
Okay. Tax collector gave us a check today.
Gave you the big fat check. Are you there?
Thank you very much. We like checks.
Okay.
And everything's going well with
Yeah, it really, really slowed down. I mean, I'm only getting like over a couple days, I'm getting maybe 2 to 3 checks. So I'm not making as many deposits, you know, because it's not worth the mileage and all that stuff. So, but we beforehand, we got in January, we got a huge amount, a lot more, I think, than last year, all by checks and online. So, yep.
Yay. Yay. No.
So in mid-March, in mid-March, I'll be sending out the second notices for those who haven't paid yet, but we're not there yet.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Are you still keeping them for Wednesday's bout?
My what?
Are you still keeping the appointments on Wednesday for Wednesday so I make sure this is plowed?
I haven't had any. So, John, I would say not. Don't worry about it unless I contact you.
Yeah, because like I said, I mean, I usually do it in the morning anyway. But.
Okay. Yeah, and if I go, I don't mind. I mean, I might decide to, you know, I'll check the mail, and if I'm going to make a deposit or something, you know, I can trudge through. Don't worry about that. But, yeah, I would say I'll message you if you're okay with that. I'll message you if I and when I have an appointment, but it's not looking like I'm getting at much anyway.
No problem.
Thanks for asking, John.
No problem. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. I have the report from the code enforcement. He has issued a permit renewal for the Prayer Watch Temple Ministries. And he still has a significant number of open permits, things that people are working on. So that's the only one right now. He also completed the code training for the recertification. So in January, that's all that's going on with him. Dog control has been really quiet, which is a good thing. There hasn't been any problems, and we've got the kennel agreement taken care of, so we're good with that. I haven't heard much from Beth. Every time she turns around, there's another change to how public hearings, in-person hearings and things are happening. So it's going, you know, week by week, month by month. The town clerk issued 7 dog licenses and miscellaneous. That was a building permit. Okay. She paid the supervisor $197 and $9 to New York State Animal Population Control. Yay. Okay, I think we're done with everything except Mr. Baxter.
We need a lawyer.
Thank you, Ken, sir. Okay, the the technical commission offices are still operating at a 50% occupancy level with a schedule of the Watertown Bay staff where only half of the staff is in the Watertown office and the rest are working from home. And it may actually be lower than that, trying to minimize our office occupancy because of the spread of COVID. Tug Hill staff continues to be working full-time and available for meetings with the municipality. Governor's executive order allowing remote meetings and public hearings, as we did tonight via Zoom, has been extended through February 26th. We are scheduling future meetings, as you heard from Tim. We'll be doing the planning board meeting that way as well. The State Committee on Open Government held virtual FOIL, which is Freedom of Information Law training, on February 11th. I attended the webinar, and it's now available on their YouTube channel, which you can reach via, if you don't go to YouTube, you can also reach it via their website, www.dos.newyork.gov/COOG, and that'll direct you from there to the YouTube channel. And some of this other stuff doesn't apply. I didn't help you with any water district mailing labels or PDFs, or but there is one more thing that does apply, and that's, well, I'm reading out the parish report. That's why. Did I give you a parish report instead of an envoy report?
You did not.
Okay. Well, it's the same report. Well, you got an envoy one.
Yeah.
Well, some of you have an envoy one. But I'm reading out
trying to
both the same one. Yeah. Well, if you've got a parish in front of you, scratch the part about mailing labels and clerks and PDFs. But the last one still does apply, which is Tug Hill staff is participating in support roles in the mass vaccination effort taking place concerning COVID-19. We sent people up to Potsdam, and I think we may have some people scheduled for Syracuse. So we're trying to be part of the solution to the problem, getting everything going again. So I just thought, I wanted to throw that out there in case you find it of interest. We're in there in the trenches.
Thank you for that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Old business was the Mac and Doug Kennel. All those there really isn't any, which sounds very strange, but the truck was delivered, the excavators were sold, dog issue was taken care of, the retirement planning and the training for the new retired, all of those things are done. So January was a very busy and successful month. We got a lot of things done in a short period of time. I don't have any, well, there is one issue with the old business. We need to schedule the harassment training. And because it's been snowing since the last meeting, I haven't done anything with NYMER to get that resolved and get a meeting set up, especially for the highway, but we all need to do it.
This is a call up net, the company, the amateur.
To do your,
you can do it on your cell phone. If you're at work, you got an hour, you can jump on it anytime you want.
Oh, you have a link?
I don't know how many clients. 2 hours.
Would you send that to me and to John?
Yep.
And then I'll get it to everybody
guys
else.
Jump on the cell phone when you get time, and you can do it at home and won't matter where you
but
are.
Everybody has to do it. The planning right. board members,
everybody
except the judge and the constable. All the rest of us have to do this. And it doesn't take a lot of time.
Oh, like I said, do it when you are.
Yeah. So, and if we need to set something up here with a laptop, we can do that too. So, Bev, I'm going to send it out to everybody, the link.
Okay, great.
Good, yeah.
So we do need to get that, we need to get that done as soon as it's feasible for, and we have to have proof of attendance.
Well, what it done was, as soon as I was done and I finished, it went right to the office, and I went down and it punched out my certificate showing that I was all done, because it covers all the area that you need. It don't matter if you're in a fire department or if you're here or where. Mine covers the whole year for everybody. My certificate. I phoned Nancy to take a copy of my certificate.
You did?
Yep.
Okay. So, I'll set it up so that we'll have somebody, when everybody takes it, you can either print out your own certificate or bring it here. And Mary Ann or I or Nancy can do that for you. Yes? Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Since I just said you wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Good
luck, yeah. I am good luck, yeah. Sometimes I just shine. I did send the emergency plan to the union. I haven't heard back from them yet. That's got to be to the governor April 1st, I believe. So I haven't heard back from them yet. So I can't even imagine why there'd be any problem with it, but okay. Is there any other business from anybody?
Well, I'm just wondering, do I have to come back when they do the zoning thing or whatever?
For the town of Amboy, we're going from 5-member board to a 3-member board.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you said that earlier, but I didn't know if there's something else with the
land stuff.
This guy kind of shook me up a little bit when he told me that. So it's like,
no, it's the only change. We're just, and we have to go through a process to do that. So we have to have a public hearing. We have to notify in writing all the adjacent towns in Oswego County. So we have to send a letter to Constantia, West Monroe, Parrish, Williamstown,
Albion,
there's one more. Constantia, Parrish, West Monroe, Camden's in Oneida County, Albion, and Williamstown. It's 5.
I know you're in joint with the other towns and stuff, so I knew you were going to say that anyway. So it's like, you know,
it's just the towns that touch Amboy.
Right.
So.
Yeah, because you're when you're in joint, you're in joint with the other towns. So it's like,
we do a lot. Yes. But any zoning changes, if they made a zoning change in West Monroe would have to notify us in writing. So that's what we have to do before the next meeting. And the only change we're making to the zoning is from a 5-member board to a 3-member board.
All right. I was actually bugging people today and stuff, but the thing is, the guy right on my chain and I figured the only one we could do is get the bottom of it.
Oh, and this is where you're supposed to get to the bottom of it. So I appreciate you coming and asking your questions.
And I thank you people for letting me come in. And now, congratulations. I hope you get real so you guys can be in contact with each other like you need to be.
We'll take care of you.
You guys have a room. I'll get out of here.
We'll see you. Thanks.
All right. Good night, Mr. Boyle.
Good night, guys.
Bye. Anybody else?
Kathy?
Okay.
Kathy?
I'm sorry?
Can you hear me, Kathy?
Tim?
I can.
Okay, well, I've heard you say it, I think, 4 times from a 5 to a 3. It's from a 3 to a 5.
And the ZP.
I said it backwards every time, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Okay. So, hey, Albert.
Come back, you reply.
Well, thank you, Tim.
Well, that was just really the record in case he comes back and says something. So that's why I mentioned it.
So, as Tim just pointed out, it is not from a five to a three. It's from a 3 to a 5.
No. It's the way around. You did it again.
I did it backwards again. What am I supposed to say?
Okay, watch me. Watch me.
From a 5 to a 3.
From a 5 to a 3. It's not from a 5 to a 3. It's from a 3 to a 5.
Okay.
So, just look at me when you're talking. I'll give you the numbers here.
Oh my God.
You're too tired.
Mary Ann, hold her hand. So
the zoning change is going to be from 5-member to three members.
Right.
And the hearing will be prior, it will be at 7 o'clock for the March regular town board meeting.
March 15th town board meeting.
March 15th. Thank you. Oh my God, I'm brain dead. Wow. Okay. If what?
3 to 5. 3 to 5.
No, it was 5 to 3. No, 5 to 3.
No, it wasn't. We've got 3.
You're reducing
now.
It, right?
We're moving it to 5.
We're increasing it.
Well, so you're right all along then. It is 3 to 5.
Yes, I was.
You're saying it right.
Sorry about that. You and Kathy need to go someplace and have
what?
Something.
It'll in the paper.
Maybe it's got to be right.
I'm going to ask if you were cutting back or if you were
asking. We're going to have a hearing March 15th on the zoning.
Yeah.
To make a change to the number of members on the board.
That's going to be.
Okay.
And whatever that number is, one of us will figure it out before March 15th. Wow.
Yeah, that's better. That's safer.
All right. Seriously. So, moving on, if someone would make a motion to approve the highway fund vouchers 24 to 50. For $21,716.17.
So moved. I'll second.
Mr. Bryant and Mr. Stone, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. General fund vouchers 14 to 30 for $16,371.14.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Larry and Holly. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. General fund voucher 1A for $111,000 for the fire department contract.
I'll make that motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. So all of our big bills are paid. The first payment on the new truck was in January. The highway department, the fire department, the ambulance, the senior citizens, they've all been paid. The rest of them are in the mail. So we are in good shape.
Now, how does that work with the new truck? Do we make another payment this year?
We do not.
Okay, well, I didn't know because, I mean, that other payment was supposed to be last year. That's why I was wondering how that was going to work.
We rearranged it so that our first payment was due in January.
Okay.
And that was taken care of. So
all right, that's
we have four. We have 4 more payments to make on the new truck.
Okay.
So it's only a 5-year term.
Yep, that's good. 7 was too long.
And I... Just as an aside, because we're talking about the truck, I talked to Peggy Kipp at Tracy Road Equipment the other day, and I told her that we're blaming her and Tracy Road Equipment. It was not snowing at all, and we got the truck, and 2 days later, the truck's been on the road every day.
I was going to say,
every day.
It's
Tracy Road Equipment's fault. It's snowing. So anybody wants to complain tomorrow morning when you have a foot, it's their fault.
See, now the chucks are in its deep.
Mm-hmm. So as always, the supervisor's report, which is our financial report, is available from Mary and Nancy or I at any time. The finalized comprehensive plan is available to anyone who's interested. The zoning, I can't even believe I'm going to say this, the zoning information for the next meeting is also available in writing or So we have all of those things. If there's no more questions or comments, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And a second. Anybody abstaining or opposing? Good. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Now what's that? From 5 to 3?
Thank you.
9 to 5.
Or shred
that. 9 to 5.
I can sing that. Enjoy it.
Hey, Kathy, I'll call you at 3 minutes of 5 tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't pick up. Don't worry about it. It's because I'm dead.
Okay, have a good night, everybody. Safe travels.
Okay, have a good night. Thank you very much. If somebody would give Mr. Baxter a hand carrying all the stuff outside.
Martin, carry it outside. It's probably need a little help with the table when it comes to that.
I mean, now, don't I just put on truck? What else do you need?